The past few months have seen very positive economic news coming out of the Czech Republic. Not long ago, Radio Prague told you about record growth of GDP. Recently, the rating agency Moody's improved its A1 outlook of foreign and domestic currency ratings from stable to positive. Also, the Czech crown has strengthened against both the dollar and the euro recently, while state debt has remained low and the trade balance ran a high surplus. Jan Pulkrabek is here now to explain what all of that means.
International investor services company Moody's upgraded its outlook for the Czech Republic's A1 foreign and domestic currency ratings from stable to positive last week, which they said was a reflection of the country's improving macroeconomic numbers, where we saw record growth in gross domestic product last year, and efforts for structural reform. Now, most people don't know what this outlook upgrade means, so I asked Patria Finance's chief economist, David Marek, to explain what can be a practical result of these changes.
So it means that the Czech government could possibly gain money from issuing bonds cheaper than before. However, now it seems that development of state debt is quite successful. It's not increasing as much as it was expected, so it's not something that we should bother about.
Also, on Monday, the Czech Statistics Office released foreign trade figures for February, which saw a trade surplus of 7.1 billion crowns, or about $308 million. This is under the expectation of 8.5 billion crowns, but still a hearty surplus nonetheless. The lower surplus is largely due to imports of oil and natural gas, which were especially necessary during the long winter. Now, these pieces of news have caused the Czech crown's value to increase in recent days. I asked David Marek what he expects to be further developments with the crown in the coming days and weeks.
We have to be prepared for continuing appreciation of Czech currency. The main reason lies in strong economic growth, productivity growth, stronger than in the Eurozone. However, now it seems that gains of Czech crown are too strong and not corresponding to economic development. So just now the trend of strengthening could possibly be not so strong in months to come.
These numbers may seem impressive, but with elections coming up in 2 months' time, all economic news will be closely scrutinized for what they can mean in the upcoming elections. However, David Marek said that the key economic issues for voters are elsewhere.
And what is important for elections or for ordinary people is development of unemployment and development of average wage in the Czech economy. One factor is positive, unemployment is falling down, average wage is increasing not so strongly as before. It seems that situation is, let's say, quite unclear before elections.
Economist David Marek ending that report by Jan Pulkrabek.